Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's April 24th. This is Lori Wilson with you on Community Voice. And today we have in our broadcast bungalow an astonishing collection of fine Americans. We have Don Levins, who is the president of the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park. And we have, Sam Pyle, who is a member of the McDaniel Curtis Camp SCV. We'll find out what that means. Good morning. And Chuck Mulkey, also member of McDaniel Curtis Camp Sons of Confederate Veterans. That's SCV, right? Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, wake up. We're here. This is live. Okay, Don.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you doing here again?
Okay, we want to talk a little bit to start with about the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park. It's just up from the roundabout on Noonan Road.
It's a beautiful place.
Look up the hill. There's a beautiful park there. And what we do is we honor and remember veterans from the Revolution to the Cold War. That's all wars that were fought by Americans anywhere in the world, including on our own soil. And you can buy a plaque there. We'd love for you to drop by, look, and see what our plaques look like. You can buy a plaque for your ancestor who fought in the Revolution. Or you can buy a plaque for your ancestor that was in the war between the states. And all you got to do is give us proof that they did serve in it. So we'd love to have you do it. Now, we not only honor with plaques and so on, we have events at the park that we want you to real quickly get your calendar out and write down. On April the 28th, we will be honoring the Confederates who were killed during the war, the KIAs, the killed during the war between the states, at 2 o'clock. On that Saturday, the 28th.
That's coming up. That's this weekend.
Okay. So get your clothes ready and get out there. Then on Saturday, May 26th, we will be having our Memorial Day event, and we're bringing back General Pershing this year.
Oh, man. He was so good last year.
Oh, it was wonderful, and this is by popular demand, having him back again. So be sure that you let everybody you know aware of that great event. Then on June the 9th, we will be having a flag retirement program by the Sons and Daughters of the American Revolution. And this is what we call Americanism, bringing attention to our flag and the meaning of America. So that's something kids ought to be brought to on September 14th. That's a Friday at 11 o'clock. We will be honoring our first responders in Carroll County. And if you want to get firsthand on that, read today's Times Georgian and see what a mess they had down in Noonan this weekend. Our first responders today look and act like military.
Now, I want to ask you about that before we bring Chuck and Sam into this conversation. But you just referred to the rallies and the counter rallies that happened in downtown Noonan. So how did our Carroll County first responders end up there?
Well, read the paper.
Well, that's why you're here.
They were asked to come.
Were they?
They were support each other. And today they're highly organized and linked together and communicate and actually work like military.
Well, that thing ended up, I mean, it wasn't nearly as horrific as we were.
It may have been because he had 700 people there to keep him from messing up. Yeah, but people in Noonan during this event were told to take down their American flags.
So who told them to do that?
It was just, I don't know who. It was spread around
that they, so that we don't incite violence from Antifa.
Violence. Yeah, they may come and tear it down. So don't let them do it. Take it down first. That's bunk. Let's just get our rifles out.
Oh wow!
Oh, loud one.
that was the shot heard around the world. Well, I get what you're saying, and I kind of agree, at least in spirit. Yeah. Now,
but on the 14th of September, the first responders will be there, and the sheriff will be the MC, and we'll honor those who have served us here in Carroll County. Then on November the 10th, that's a Saturday, it'll be Veterans Day, and this year we're going to remember the Iraqi, our very current veterans, and we do have some from Carroll County who have been killed in these recent Gulf Wars. And then on December the 16th, that's Wreaths Across America. Military Officers Association of America will be hosting that event. So that's what's going on in the park.
Well, you've got our year just about all planned out.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. we'll be plugging that website again in a little bit. But first, I want to get to Chuck.
I got one more thing.
I surrender.
I want to tell you, one of the most important things is going to happen this coming Saturday at this memorial for the Confederate veterans. Mm-hmm. We're going to dedicate a new feature at the park. It's the most hallowed spot in Carroll County is the apex of the two killed in action walls at Carroll County in the park, where we have the names of all soldiers killed in all wars since the Revolution, because Carroll County didn't exist during the Revolution. And that we have 195 on the KIA wall from the war between the states. That is more than in all wars since.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Now then, all of this stuff about tearing down statues around the world today, the United States, that's one thing. But here we're honoring by name people who stood up, held up their hand, and said, "I'll serve," and were killed in the process of doing it. See, we all held our hand up. We all said, "I'm willing," but some were shot and wounded, mm-hmm. and others gave all. These names are on that wall. And there's on this 195, many, many people in Carroll County ought to hear this. Your ancestor may be on that wall. I have a great-great-grandfather on the wall. See, I'll get to crying here in a minute, you know, that you can go there and see these people gave their blood.
Well, you know, these people, I'm going to bring you into the conversation now, Chuck. And somebody get a tissue for
poor. I'm done.
Chuck, okay, so tell us what the Sons of the Confederate Veterans, what you guys do. And I want to talk a little bit about what a terribly bad rap the Confederate veterans are getting in our popular culture these days.
I'd be glad to talk to you about that.
Okay.
I just want to go over some of the things that we do on a regular basis in Carroll County and some of the surrounding counties. One of the most important things that we do, and it's important to all of us, is we locate lost graves of Confederate soldiers. There are several buried in the woods in Carroll County that mm-hmm. still find one occasionally just buried in the woods.
How do you know? Does someone leave a marker?
There's more markers left at the time, but it would be something like a fence picket, and they write with a lead pencil a guy's name or mm-hmm. something. So all that's gone. But, you know, farmers plow on a field, comes across some bones or that sort of thing. And some families sort of know that there's a grave out there. And, you know, mm-hmm. they get Sam. Sam's pretty good at finding them, and he's like a bird dog. And anyway, we do that, and we clean those graves off. And then every year during the month of April, we decorate over 2,000 Confederate graves in Carroll County. There's over 2,000 Confederate soldiers buried in Carroll County, and they're in 125 cemeteries, plus the few that are scattered in the woods and in people's backyards and that sort of thing.
Wow.
We do living history demonstrations all year long. We do them at Buckhannon, over at Jonesville and Bowden, the Harrelson County Middle School, and there's a big event at the Ag Center right up the street here every year where we do between 1,300 and 1,500 school kids. And what we do is just put on a flag display of all the flags that the South used, you know, the government flags and unit flags and that sort of thing, so that it's not some big scary subject, you know. Unfortunately, some people see the Confederate battle flag and they instantly panic.
Oh, I know. Now, I want to ask you about that because, you know, to listen to our popular culture or even many of the professors in our college or the university that's in our very backyard, yeah. The Confederacy is just, it's terrible. It was evil. It was awful. It was racist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic. So, you know, shame on us. Why shouldn't we tear down all those flags? The Confederacy ended up being on the wrong side of history, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so make your argument to them.
Well, the victors write the history books, and if people would take the time to just watch some of these documentaries that come on public TV or something. The war was started and fought over a vague subject called states' rights. Mm-hmm. What that breaks down to is the federal government was taxing the South at a rate of about 35% or 40% when they taxed the rest of the country not at all. You know, the northern states paid very, very low tariffs to export and import goods. They were going to put a 51 or 52% by the time you added it to the previous tariff. It's called the Morrill, M-O-R-R-I-L-L, Tariff Act.
And you never hear about that.
No. You don't hear about any of this stuff.
What you do hear is, and we have to go to a break, but so this will be our cliffhanger. And then we're going to, Sam, I promise. Sam, say hi to everybody.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Goodbye, heart. We're going to get back. I just wanted to prove to everyone that you were actually here, Sam. When we get back, I'm going to put Chuck on the hot seat because I want, I'll just leave it at that. I'm going to put you on the hot seat. For a second, and then while you're crying in the corner, then we'll talk to Sam.
All
right. That'll be the plan.
Can I go over all this right. other stuff to you?
Yeah, when we get back. I promise we're going to hear now, however, from Tanner Health System, our sponsor, and we'll be back in 60 seconds, so stick around.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Let's jump right back into our second segment with, we're talking about the Sons of the Confederate Veterans, and we have Don Levins, Sam Pyle, and Chuck Mulkey, and they've got lots of community activities all planned for us, but we were in the middle of a heated argument. No, we weren't. We were just talking about some of the hard stuff here with Chuck Mulkey, who's a member of the McDaniel Curtis camp of the Sons of the Confederate Veterans, and we were talking about what a bad rap our Confederate ancestors have in today's popular culture. And over the break, I pulled out that old, I mean, I'm not, well, I'll just say it. I pulled out that quotation from Alexander Stevens, if it's Stevens or Stevenson?
Stevens.
Who was Jefferson Davis's vice president. And he made the statement that slavery was the cornerstone of the Confederacy. And we all wince. Because he did say that, and I tell my students when it comes up, it's not like I talk about this a lot, Chuck, but I'll tell them, look around the room, and there is not one human being in this classroom who doesn't have an ancestor who was enslaved at some point in history.
Exactly.
And which doesn't make it right.
No, slavery is a horrible institution.
It is a horrible.
It always was, but it was a different time. And my ancestors were Irish, and a lot of them came over here as indentured servants. And while there was an end to their servitude, if they could live long enough to pay it off, they had to come over here on somebody else's dime.
Well,
and when
I mean,
they got here, they
the
worked
Romans
for free.
The Romans went over to the British Isles, and they
exactly.
enslaved all the Celts.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So but, we're not saying that there's a moral...
Yeah. Well, back to Alexander Stevens. He did make the comment that slavery was the backbone of the Confederacy. And there's no defense. You can't say he didn't say it because he did. Mm-hmm. But the economy of the South was agrarian economy. It was all farms, all plantations. There was a severe shortage of manpower in this country. And this country, as a whole, would not be where it is today if it weren't for that institution of slavery in the 1800s. Because
distasteful to hear.
I know, yeah. But it was an influx of manpower that had to be had, or we would never have been able to develop this country. And no defense of slavery. I do not believe in it. I don't condone it, and I think slavery is a horrible
thing. Have you ever enslaved anybody?
No, ma'am.
Okay, there you go.
2% of the Southerners were slaveholders. 2%.
Boy, you wouldn't know it to listen to popular
culture. No, we're all carpeted with a blanket of guilt because we are Southerners. I am guilty of no offense to another man that I'm aware of. The vast majority of the Confederate Army were fighting to preserve their homes mm-hmm. and their economy because the Civil War, or the war between the states, was an economic war. Slavery was not brought into that conflict until 1863. Abraham Lincoln wrote the Emancipation Proclamation as an effort to stir up problems in the South, cause the slave population to uprise and kill their plantation owners, and they did not want the black population in the North at that time. As a matter of fact, many states in the North had laws against black people entering the state.
Yeah, we forget that. The romanticized version is that everything south of the Mason-Dixon was just seething with racism. Of course, you know, it doesn't... I mean, slavery, what can you say? Everything north was enlightened, you know, equal opportunity for everybody, but it wasn't really that way.
There are some good people in the north, and you know, there's nothing wrong with northern people as a rule, but... There is something wrong with ignorant people, and you know there's a difference between being ignorant and stupid. But this whole thing that's going on in our country today is caused by ignorance.
Absolutely.
And the federal government perpetuates that ignorance by teaching in school practically nothing about the war between the states. And when they do, it's Abraham Lincoln, savior of the blacks. Mm-hmm. Decided that he would emancipate the blacks. Well, he told us to let them go. We wouldn't do it, so he came down here to get them released. And that's not the fact. Many northern units disbanded and went home when Lincoln wrote the Emancipation Proclamation because they didn't want to be responsible for having somebody come and take their job at a lower wage when the war was over. Now, you know, think about it. That was a mass of people who were all going to have to support themselves somehow. So, you know, everybody just didn't know what to do about it. And the thing is, only 2% of Southerners were involved in that trade. And in Carroll County, I don't even know how many there were. Very, very few. Very few. Because Carroll County was yeoman farms for the most part, mm-hmm. 40 acres or 60 acres. And families worked the farms. That's why they had 10 or 12 kids. That's not the only reason, but that's one reason they had 10 or 12 kids. Because you needed help on the farm.
Sure.
But, you know, When the shots were fired at Fort Sumter, it was because Fort Sumter was built as a revenue fort to collect the tax from the Morrill Act, and it was not garrisoned, not ever garrisoned. Then when they passed the Morrill Act, they were going to garrison the fort. The governor of South Carolina said, if you garrison that fort, we'll fire on you. They went out there and put the troops that were in the Charleston garrison, went across the bay out there and manned the fort. And they ran the United States flag at the flagpole the next morning, and they got fired on just like they said they would. And that's what started the Civil War. It was not started for slavery, nor was it fought to free slaves.
So we have to teach our students our history, and we forget that human history goes back so far, and there's probably not been any period any period in human history that we can remember that people weren't enslaving other people, and that's not a justification. It's just an observation of fact. So, okay, thank you. Thank you, Chuck. Now, Sam Pyle, you are a member of McDaniel Curtis Camp, Sons of the Confederate Veterans. Tell us, you said something about you're a grave finder, or Chuck said you're a grave finder, you're a bird dog.
I was involved in the Genealogical Society and Historical Society subject several years ago, where we went out and did a census for all the cemeteries in the county, and that was from 2000 to 2006, and we republished the cemetery census books. And I had been working on this for years, and all cemeteries, there's 224 cemeteries that we know about in this county, with 125 of them having Confederate veterans buried in them. So that's how I got involved with an inside track on knowing where a lot of these people were buried. So we we decorate those graves every year. But I would like to tell you a little bit about just a brief history of the SCV, and it ties into the UDC also, the United Confederate Veterans. The old Confederate veterans themselves, both North and South, had reunions and so forth, and groups they met with after the war. The local United Confederate Veterans chapter here was the McDaniel Curtis 487 chapter, and of course the Sons of Confederate Veterans is a spinoff from the United Confederate Veterans. The Sons of Confederate Veterans was started in 1896 in Richmond, Virginia, and by the actual Sons of the Old Veterans to protect and preserve the heritage and history of the Confederate veteran.
The history.
That's what it's all about. It's preserving the history of the Confederate veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And it's carried on today. So to get into the Sons of Confederate Veterans, you have to be a male descendant, ages 12 and older. And you have to prove your genealogy back to this Confederate veteran.
Mm-hmm.
We do allow some people in the organization as just auxiliary folks if they're interested in the history, but you know they can't vote or hold office within the organization. We're a national organization. We're international, really. We've all over the United States. I think there's 54 camps here in Georgia alone. We've got a camp in England, France, Canada, and I think in South America now.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're all over the place. Anywhere there's anybody, 12 people or more, male descendants, that interested in what we do in preserving the history of the Confederate soldier.
Well, we need to go to a break right now, so I'm going to cut you off right there very rudely, Sam. We're going to take up our conversation right away after we hear from Tanner Health System. So stick around, everyone. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
We're starting already. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're mid-conversation here on Community Voice on this Tuesday, April 24th. Now, Sam Pyle and Don Levins and Chuck Mulkey are here, and we're talking about not only the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park, but also the McDaniel Curtis Camp of the Sons of the Confederate Veterans and upcoming activities. But we were in the middle, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, Sam.
Okay, we were talking about the history of the organization, but I want to tell you just briefly. The McDaniel Curtis Camp 165 was formed here in 1989, and so we've been active in the community ever since. We do meet every third Monday of the month, of each month, at 1790 Stripling Chapel Road at the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park in the SCV room at 7 p.m. So we usually have a speaker. We have a lot of our libraries there. Some of our relics are there, and a lot of them are right now. We've got a nice collection of photographs of local Confederate soldiers in their uniforms. Most of those are in a display at the Neville Olmsted Library right now.
So are those of us who are probably couldn't prove that we had a Confederate veteran as an ancestor, but we're curious anyway, are those meetings open to us too?
The meeting is open to the public.
Go looky-loo?
Always.
Okay, that's really great.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Now, Chuck, we're all real mindful that we have very few minutes left. We could do this for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You said you had a couple more things you wanted to
I just wanted to invite everybody to go by the Naval Lumison Library and look at the display that we have in the display cabinet to the left of the front door.
Okay.
Every month they have a different display in there. And every year during the month of April, which is Confederate Memorial Month, we do a display of artifacts and photographs and that sort of stuff.
Have you guys ever had any protests?
None.
No.
No, I think we're a lot more sensible.
We have an excellent relationship with the community here, and we do everything we can to preserve that. And we're members of this community, and we do not want to do anything that would be actually and really offensive to anybody.
Well, it seems to me that we're a very sensible community so far. So what were you saying about history? You've been on the sidelines.
This group really works and strives and sweats to preserve history, facts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not
warts and all, right?
Yeah. Listen, the battle flag was stolen by a bunch of redneck rebels. Okay.
The battle flag.
It's a battle flag. It's not the Confederate flag. The mm-hmm. Confederate flag, it looks exactly like today's Georgia state flag.
Oh, great.
There
now
is no
you've gone
difference, except the Georgia state flag's got a little emblem of thing in it, whatever it is. Yeah. Now, listen, what we want folks to do and what we came here today is try to excite Carroll County to come Saturday, this coming Saturday at 2 p.m., 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be a beautiful day, 72.5 degrees. Ooh. I promise it, and no rain. So come, it's a beautiful day at Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park. And we will be honoring the killed in actions. 194 of them are on the wall now. A new one being added that Chuck mentioned, we're constantly finding one. So the 195. There'll be musket fire, mortar fire, and laying of wreaths. It'll be a sort of a military type thing. It'll be worthy of your time. Our guest speaker will be His Honor, Sam Pyle.
I want to talk to Sam Pyle about
Sam
that.
Sam Pyle.
Sam Pyle, who is in the broadcast bungalow. What are you going to be talking about, Sam? Can you take a minute and just tell us what we can look forward to?
15-minute stem winder. But I'd like to cover a little bit about the local history, what actually happened here in the county. Is basically the gist of my little short speech.
Okay.
So if you want to learn a little bit about what actually happened during the war between the states here in Carroll County, come on by and I'll try to enlighten you, that sort of thing, and to urge people to get out and do what we do and look at it as an open mind. As we're part of history, mm-hmm. and we're just trying to preserve the history.
No, you're embattled in that. I know you are.
I would like to read right fast.
Do we have time? How much time do we have? 2 minutes, okay.
A charge. The following is a charge that was given to the Sons of Confederate Veterans by the men who wore the gray, the United Confederate Veterans. It's a reason for existing as a body today. To you, Sons of Confederate Veterans, we will commit the vindication of the cause for which we fought. Your strength will be given the defense of the Confederate soldier's good name, the guardianship of his history, the emanciation of his virtues, the preparation of those principles which he loved and which you love also, and whose ideas which made him glorious and which you all shall cherish. Remember, it is your duty to see that the true history of the South is preserved for future generations. Lieutenant General Stephen Dill Lee, Commander General, United Confederate Veterans, 1906.
All right. Okay.
That's what we're all about.
That's
right
a tall order, and you guys are fulfilling it. Chuck, thank you so much for being with us. Sam, thank you.
Thank you.
Don, get in front of that microphone and say thank you.
Thank you very much, Sorry. You're just absolutely wonderful.
Oh, yeah, keep that in mind.
And I want to congratulate you for receiving that award from the Sons of American Revolution.
I was so lucky. And, you know, the sons and daughters of the American Revolution are so nice to me.
Yes.
Well, you guys are all great.
I'll give you a pencil.
Okay, thank you. Here's the pencil that Don just gave me. It sounds really good, but it looks even better. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Everyone, check it out. Plan to be at the Veterans Memorial Park at 2 o'clock on Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day. And until then, I will see you in 23.5 hours when I will be having a conversation with Josh McCoon. Until then, have a great day.